We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Live with you today on 93.7 The Fan and our video stream, our webcam over at 93.7thefan.com, which a big hit from yesterday, the Joey Porter incident, did huge numbers. We'll talk about that at greater length. There's a development on that front today that we will discuss. I know, Chris, I'm going to drop that bombshell on you later this hour. There is more to the story. It's not over. There is a epilogue.
This better not be accompanied by a special in-studio guest.
Well, that might be something we're working on. We'll get to that later. Give the people what they want. That's what I say.
Which is my head on a stick.
What's on Tap is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Over 500 beers there right now. Some great craft seasonal beers, pumpkin beers over at Mike's. Kenny Pickett, Heisman hopeful. We can say it now. Say it loud. Say it proud. Heisman hopeful, Kenny Pickett, 20 minutes. John Clayton on the Steelers. Juju, what's next for him? The John Gruden controversy. Will the NFL cancel Eminem in the halftime show? We'll ask John Gruden that.
John Clayton that?
Yes, we can't ask John Gruden. I don't think he's doing interviews right now. Ryan Clark at 5. Jeff's going to be live from Steelers practice. All right, Penguins 6, Lightning 2. Chris, we don't always start with hockey, but it's one of these pomp and circumstance games. It's one of these big hoopla games. It's the opener. It's the first time the Penguins were on ESPN.
What'd you think of the Biebs intro for that?
I loved it.
Yeah. Is this the one arena where Biebs has credibility as like a super fan, hockey fan? Because he's Canadian.
Yeah, but isn't he one of these phony baloney Maple Leafs?
No, I think he actually always was a Leafs fan. Because I think he grew up around there.
You think he can tell you who Jeff Finger is?
No.
No? Okay.
I think he, you say Wendell Clark,
you think he like
Cujo.
You think he like Curtis
Joseph
back in the
day. You don't think if you drop like
Matt Sundin?
You throw a Doug Gilmore at him, he's good with it?
But the C on Sundin. You think he like Domi?
What about Dion Phaneuf?
Didn't he marry somebody hot?
Alicia Cuthbert. Beautiful.
She's still hot?
She is still very
hot. Why isn't she in movies anymore? I'd pay to watch those.
She was in The Girl Next Door where she played a porn star.
And she was great, and then it just stopped. Like, her career went nowhere after that.
When you think about it, isn't that the dream for so many, like, 18-year-old guys? A porn star moves in next door and actually falls in love with you?
Crap. Can I bring this up on the air or not?
Do it!
Steiny?
Do
it! How are you today,
Steiny? Do it! I'm
well. How about you?
Don't deflect with Steiny's golden pipes. Do it!
I think there's one in our neighborhood.
An adult film star.
Yes. Yes. Not next door, not on the same street.
The girl of the same zip code.
But I think that, no, I think even closer than that. I think there's one in our neighborhood.
How did you tumble to this revelation? And is she somebody that—
Word of mouth.
The cat, oh, interesting.
And,
turn of phrase.
And I've seen her walk her dogs.
And you recognize her just from your photographic
memory. I didn't.
Memory.
It was, no, I don't. No, it's not that. I mean,
No, you just happened to see her on, I don't know, in some other context.
No, it was, well, I'm not going to out the person in the neighborhood who said it to me, but one of the guys.
One of the fellas that done some scouting,
must have done some advanced scouting. His own
independent research on Google Incognito.
Yes, an independent investigation.
So is this somebody where if you were to tell me off the air
the
person's name, I would know.
No, this is not a Lisa Ann.
Or a
Jenna Jameson.
Brandy Love, who we both met.
She was great.
She was awesome.
She was super
cool.
Her daughter's at West Virginia.
See, that might be a little too much information to throw out for people, although I doubt the last name is Love.
No, it's already on Barstool and stuff. It's public knowledge. And plus, she
mentioned
that's
one of those like that's one of those bizarre stories. You see her in like the family cafeteria just eating lunch. Hey, that's Brandi Love.
She was helping her move in. That's how it went viral.
I know.
She was like walking up with a box of Easy Mac.
Isn't that the start of a plot?
All right. Anyways, Chris.
Hey, I'm here with the Easy Mac to help you move in.
Penguins back on ESPN for the first time in 17 years. The last time the Penguins were on ESPN, Bill Steinbach wasn't in diapers, but he was probably in kindergarten.
Wait a minute, Steiny, how old are you?
25.
Okay.
An 8-year-old in kindergarten.
Okay, so a little bit older.
Steiny was already learning how to change oil. He was already thinking about carburetors.
Second grade, third grade.
Yeah. Transmissions.
They got Sean McDonough on the call. Dominic Simone with a goal. So we had this. But what's the biggest takeaway from the game for you? I think this is easy. I think this is an easy one for me.
Why don't you go first then?
Because we're not going to know if Tristan Jarry is big game capable until we get to May.
Mm-hmm.
And I think last night was proof that the Penguins, despite Sid having his issues right now, Malkin coming off of the knee surgery, Gensel is a much smaller deal because it's COVID-related, and he'll be back in the next few days, you would think, mm-hmm. That they will find a way to get into the playoffs, that they'll be one of the four best teams in the Metro, or if they have to finish in the top three to get in, they'll do that. Like, they will be a team that makes the playoffs. They'll extend the streak to 16 years. I think if they don't have the individual production, if Malkin only plays like 30 games, I think the team will find a way to get enough points to make the playoffs, even if it's by the skin of their teeth.
Okay, then I'm going to jump in here because my big takeaway was...
I know.
I'm going to stop you, though, and say...
You asked me to give my big takeaway first.
Yeah, now I feel like interrupting you. So I actually just thought that was another classic example. You're saying that watching that performance makes you think like, okay, they're going to make the playoffs. They played.
No, that's not my takeaway, Chris.
That they're going to qualify for the playoffs.
That's not my big takeaway.
But you said that as on the road to your big takeaway.
Yes.
That was a pit stop. You stopped for gas at they will make
the
playoffs.
That was my preamble to my big takeaway.
That was your prologue. Here's my point. We have seen this so many times under Mike Sullivan especially. I think it's interesting that you say as part of your preamble that they're going to make the playoffs, because what do we know about the Penguins? When they have a bunch of injuries, when they're beset by this sort of situation, they always play better hockey.
They're 12-2-1 when Malkin and Sid are out.
They're a way better system team because they all buy into what the coach is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think my biggest takeaway is show me this when all your stars are back, a version of this where you're playing that style of smothering hockey, and then I'll think you really got something here.
Against the best team in the NHL.
But, like, do it when all the stars are on the ice, because I think that's been the one constant for them. When the stars are out, they play a totally different style, and it's usually very effective. When the stars come back, nature takes its course, and they want to play fun hockey.
Yeah, they only took one penalty last night, which was key and fundamental to beating the best team, the back-to-back cup winners, with the best goalie in the NHL, Kucherov, Stamkos, Point. I mean, go right down the line with the Lightning.
It looks like an all-star team.
It is.
But that should not have been a stunning result to people who have watched the Penguins play shorthanded
but
before.
But not as much of an all-star team because now they have to be cap compliant. But anywho.
Yeah, the Penguins know what that's like. Now that I have interrupted you preamble, please get to your big point.
I think we're going to be looking throughout the season, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pre-Halloween. Ooh.
The hell is that, a goat?
That was a ghost. That was my Casper impression.
Woo!
Thank you. I'm going to go through all the dates. Pre-Halloween. Pre-Thanksgiving. You want to do a turkey sound effect?
What is it? Just...
Pre-Thanksgiving. Pre-Christmas.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you. Pre...
Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys in your neighborhood will be thinking about that.
Pre-St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, top of the morning to ya.
Thank you. Pre-baseball opening day.
Buy me some peanuts and crap.
Thank you.
Steiny, I'm not trying to dog you here, but you're not cragging it up.
He doesn't have the drops.
No, I know.
So these are all things that are going to happen before we get to the Penguins in the playoffs, right? We're going to be looking for clues in this long, interminable War and Peace-sized season.
Yeah.
For things that either make us feel better or worse about Tristan Jarry's potential to play well in the postseason.
Every game will be a referendum on whether or not he's going to be good.
However, I don't think every game is created equally. Next Tuesday's game against the Dallas Stars does not carry the same amount of weight as last night's game against the defending back-to-back Stanley Cup champs on banner night in front of a national TV audience when you're trying to probably take on more responsibility with Sid and Malkin both out of the lineup.
So wait, you think that that is closer to a simulation of what they'll be in the playoffs? Here's where I disagree. They, at their worst sometimes with all the stars in, play a very loose game. They played a very tight game and insulated him well.
But I think what – don't you – do you not believe that with Jarry, some of it is – or maybe most of it is mental?
The book on him since he was in the minors and Murray passed him on the organizational depth chart was, you will get 56 great minutes from him in almost every game. You will get 4 minutes that look like they came from the Twilight Zone.
Yes, he'll pass the puck to the other team.
So basically at that position, the most maddening kind of player you could have. An obviously talented one who can be great, who always seems to stumble over his own feet.
I just think if he's human and he was not able to get himself into some zen state for last night's game, that Tristan Jarry is looking at it like, they've got the best goaltender in the sport. That's who I aspire to be. We're shorthanded. We're the only game going. It's the first game of the year. The entire hockey world is waiting for me to make another flub, to make another mistake, to crap myself again on live national TV.
I disagree with you there. When you say the entire hockey world, the game where the two-time defending cup champion is raising their latest banner, which looked ridiculous. That banner was absurd, by the way.
Why? It just was blue and it said Lightning Stanley Cup champs. What's so absurd about that?
I think it was gigantic the way Rossi was describing it. It was like outlandishly large or comically large.
Well, shouldn't the Stanley Cup banners be bigger than your Metro?
He made it seem like it was unusual. That's all I'm saying.
He's the only person who made that point. This is a guy who was sweating to the oldies at the friggin' Rolling Stones concert the other night.
Don't call the Rolling Stones the oldies, or Rossi's going to call in on the regular line to excoriate
us. He was in like spandex for that concert. Okay.
He was sweating a lot, and I sweat a lot too. Anyway,
but it was like 75 degrees, Chris.
I know. I think he was headbanging. He was in the mosh pit. No, my point is,
there's not a mosh pit at Rolling Stones concerts.
Are you kidding? Well, not mosh pit, but there's people dancing.
Yeah, that's way different than a mosh pit. A bunch of 55-year-old people getting down is different from
getting down.
Yeah.
All right, before you disrupt me, like as I'm trying to get to the exit ramp here.
Well, you made a terrible point in trying to make whatever point
Yes, I'm about to rebut your terrible point.
So you don't think the game mattered more to Tristan Jarry at all?
National audience in Pittsburgh, there are definitely people thinking that. The national hockey world at large, that game last night is all about Tampa. It is Tampa, Tampa, Tampa. I think Sullivan got asked about how hard it is to sort of prep your team for an emotional night like that when you're getting your sort of flowers, so to speak. And so Jarry got to fly low under the radar. He was in the mental meat grinder for every game of that Islander series last year because at the start of that series, it was, how will Tristan Jarry really perform in his first true playoff action? By the end of the series, by the end of game one, it was, oh my God, Tristan Jarry crapped his pants. The Penguins are in trouble. Last night was not about him, and that makes it much easier to do his thing.
So when does it become about him again? Like
the playoffs. That's the problem.
Okay, so really? So then if the Blackhawks decide on Saturday
to actually play Fleury. They might not, though.
Because they play on Friday night in New Jersey. If Marc-Andre Fleury plays Tristan Jarry, and it's a sold-out PPG Paints Arena, and it's his first game back in Pittsburgh.
That game will mean more than this one last night did to him. Through the prism you're trying to talk about, that game will matter more.
So if Jarry makes 26 saves, beats Fleury head-to-head 6-2, mm-hmm. and doesn't give up an even strength goal.
Even though it would be against a far inferior team.
On Saturday night, that would mean more to Chris Muller.
Yes.
So is that the only game on the schedule that's like a facsimile?
It's the game that reminds me the most of the dynamic he faced in the playoffs mentally.
Okay.
Yes.
So we have to wait until Saturday, in your opinion, to see really what Tristan Jarry is made of.
What were people saying, even though it had been how many years removed from him being with the Penguins when Jarry was melting down? Because everyone knew Matt Murray had also melted down. It was, man, I wish they still had Fleury. Look what he's doing to get Vegas past Colorado.
And then when Vegas got rid of him, we were all furious that the Penguins didn't
trade
for him. That's
my point. So that is why, even though the Lightning are obviously a vastly superior team to the Blackhawks, I think that game will matter more through the prism you're talking about.
So you didn't watch that game at all, keeping close tabs on Jarry?
I absolutely did.
Well, right.
But I'm built different, clearly.
No, you're not. You're built like every Penguins fan. Every Penguins fan was thinking, even though he was barely tested last night, which is a credit to
better
good
than not. Better good, like... Even though he was barely tested, it was nice to see him get back to a normal start.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
It doesn't have any bearing on how I'll feel about him in the playoffs, assuming they make it. Doesn't have any bearing. I'm not going to cite back to this game and go, well, I felt so good about it after game one.
I disagree with you on that because one of the things that got rehashed with Jarry last year was the way he started the season in Philly. He went there. It was his first chance to show the Penguins they had moved on from Murray. Is this guy really ready to be a number one goaltender? The Penguins are betting that he is their guy, even though he hasn't done it in the playoffs. And he started the season the same way he ended it last year.
Stinky.
Yes.
I will tell you this. Now, your mileage definitely varies. I won't even say may vary. When he was melting down in the playoffs against the Islanders, not one time did my brain go back to, you know, we should have seen this coming. He got torched twice to start the year.
Well, yeah, I don't think it maybe quite worked like that.
Actually, if anything, my mind went back to, God, I wish Casey DeSmith wasn't so hurt that they didn't feel like they had a backup they could play.
I agree. So did I. But in the larger scope, in the grander scheme of the Tristan Jarry debate, there is the inconvenient fact that, and for whatever reason, some Penguins front office people and even some Penguins media have tried to fight back and push back on this. He still, even though he was an all-star 2 years ago, he still does not have a good regular season under his belt.
Correct.
And so
a full regular season where it was
all about.
No.
Like, yeah.
Because you could say, somebody could say, well, how could he not have had good regular season while he was an all-star? The point there is he has not start to finish been a steady, solid performer.
But the argument with that is, like, he was not their starter the whole year.
No, I know.
So he got into the all-star game because, just like Jeff Locke did for the Pirates a number of years ago.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm just clarifying that point. I agree with you. Here in the end.
So, to me,
he's never been the man and carried that torch from
start
to finish. So,
that gets in the discussion about whether Tristan Jarry is going to be the type of goaltender that can lead the Penguins to playoff victories and postseason success.
Mm-hmm.
Regular season production, I think, gets baked into that. And frankly, there has not been nearly enough of that. There's been, you know, 10 games here, 15 games there, but there's been no consistency. None whatsoever.
I think his performance, just like the team ahead of him's performance last night, is going to be one of those things that gets reevaluated in hindsight. Because if they continue without Crosby and Malkin and a lot of these guys, even when some of the other role players, the star level role players, Gensel specifically, comes back, if they keep playing this way and they get off to a ridiculous torrid start and that's their identity, we'll say, hey, we saw this from them in game one, and maybe we should have expected more out of Mike Sullivan.
Well, that's what
Jarry plays really well. It's going to be the same thing. But if it doesn't go that way, it's going to get thrown in the dustbin.
Well, it'll be like the way in the 2016 Cup run when they had Mike Johnston and they were floundering and they were on the verge of missing the playoffs before the coaching change got made.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same way when the season was over. If not for Fleury helping us tread water, when the team sucked for the first 30, 40 games of the year, we wouldn't have even made the playoffs. Like, Fleury got credit after the fact for the way he played in October, November, and December when guys like Sidney Crosby and Chris Letang were struggling under a, you know, clueless coach.
Coach who was way in over his head.
Right, so I think what you're saying is, you know, if they play above their heads while Malkin's out, then Jari might end up being the guy that gets the most credit for it. And that would help his cause.
If they play above their heads...
I mean, it's possible. If they're a great defensive team and he's got an awesome save percentage.
Well,
and
Crosby
stuff.
Will come back. If they're a great defensive team, when Crosby comes back and Gensel comes back and they play a similar forechecking, smothering style, the guy who will get by far the most credit for that while Malkin is out and if they have any other injuries is Mike Sullivan.
I agree.
It's not even close.
Yeah, but I was talking among the players.
You know what I would wonder about with the players? If they know they're playing really good system hockey and Jari's numbers look really good, but he's not facing a ton of shots, I wonder how much doubt there would be in their heads still about what they're going to get from him.
I would think still some, because October games are not the same as playoff games.
Point exactly. Thank you.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text. And Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. The Heisman hopeful. The most productive quarterback in college football. Kenny Pickett joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.